the broadcast with Amanda Shandy and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 6, episode 3, episode number 228. How is it going?
Good. Lovely.
Awesome. How was everybody's July 4th weekend?
It's pretty good.
It was good. It was, pretty chill. We have been putting our names in the Half Dome lottery every single weekend to try to hike Half Dome at Yosemite. And over the 4th of July weekend, we had Saturday and Sunday as an option, and we were once again rejected. I know that's like the busiest time probably to go, but literally every single weekend we put our name in the hat, and every single weekend we get denied. So we were at home. It was chill.
That's like your Hamilton lottery.
Yes. As we said, different strokes for different folks.
Someday your name will be called.
Someday. Statistically, it needs to happen. Like, it is a random process, and some people are very lucky and just get it their first go around, but we have not been lucky. But we just had like a 4th of July barbecue, which was a very like pre-COVID thing to do.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Nice. We went to Long Island for my nephew's birthday. He turned 2. It was fun. It was cold. It was cold in New York on 4th of July weekend.
It was. And then it shot up. So it was cold. So I was also traveling. I went to Connecticut, which was, the weather was the same. We were actually, because you weren't at your parents' place. You were at your sister's. I was going to say we were directly across the sound from each other.
We were. Well, we watched the fireworks at the Sod Farm, which is right by the beach. So for fireworks, we might have been staring at underneath the same big sky.
We might have been. Well, our fireworks were the backyard neighbors that were shooting fireworks off their backyard at 10 o'clock at night. Well, I'm trying to get a baby to go to sleep. It was great.
I hear you. This is the first year that, like, I remember, like, the fireworks disturbing everyone. So we went to the Sod Farms, which my parents live near Sod Farms, and there were everything from the beach to the Sod Farm itself to behind us and in the neighborhood that we were backing up to. Like, we had fireworks in 3D, and it was like in fireworks like surround sound, like 360, and it was awesome. At one point, Alex was like, "Oh, these fireworks are making me dreamy."
Oh my god, that's the cutest thing. Oh my god, that's so cute.
He had so many one-liners while we were watching them. It was so freaking funny, like hilarious.
No, our fireworks were just loud and you couldn't see them, and but thankfully, my baby is a city baby and is used to the fireworks that just go off here in Brooklyn all summer long, just for no real reason other than to be obnoxious.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
And so she's used to it. When she's down, they don't wake her up. But it's like getting her down can be kind of hard. And just like, my parents' neighbor, like their dog was freaking out. My mom was dog sitting this really sweet dog that was just kind of freaking out.
And
it was just kind of a bummer for all our furry friends and babies.
Yeah. Zach went around. So we got back and they were shooting off like, the little like woo ones that don't go very high or do anything. They're kind of lame, but like, you could feel cool doing it. You know which ones I'm talking about?
Yes. They were doing it. But totally acceptable for neighborhoods.
But loud, because they were doing it, like diagonally across the street from my parents' house.
Oh. Okay.
And poor Zachary went around, he got out of bed, went downstairs and closed every single window in the house. And since it was 65 degrees, 50 degrees by like that night, my parents were like, awesome, we can keep the windows open.
No. Zachary says no.
No, he was just like, it's too loud. Alex was like, give me some white noise, I'll be fine. So, but your pictures that were posted, Amanda, made it look so happy.
Rainbow.
Oh my God. Mm. It was a triple rainbow. There was a mirror of the rainbow below it and above it. It was obscene how intense this rainbow was. Like the fact that it showed up in pictures so well.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
it was even brighter because, you know, when you take a picture of a rainbow, it's like never as vibrant or as pretty right. as it is in real life. But it was, yeah, it was pretty cool because it was like one of those, it just random rain cell that kind of rained sort of kind of for like 10 minutes.
Right.
And then we got these like gorgeous rainbow and you could see like the, I've never seen a rainbow from arch to arch. Like you could see where it ended and you could see where like on either the other side. It was really cool.
That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. But yeah, we had a little tiny family cookout. Yeah, it was fun. It was Eden's first time meeting a lot of family. It was a little too much sensory overload for her.
Yeah.
She had to take like a 3-hour nap in the middle because she just could not hang and was kind of fussy. She was the only one that really did not like the rainbow, made her very upset. And then there were fireworks. So really, if you ask her, it was probably a pretty shit day. But for us adults, it was pretty nice.
Awesome.
Oh. But yeah, it was like, it was super cold that like Saturday and Sunday, but I looked at the weather and I was like, oh, but it's going to be 90 on Monday and Tuesday. So I packed for that weather and I didn't pack for the weekend weather. So I was pretty chilly the first 2 days.
If I didn't have my jacket in the car because, you know, we left right at, a day and a half after my last day at work, and I always kept a jacket on the back of my chair and I just left it in the car. If I didn't have that, I would have been freezing too. Zachary packed his own. I didn't even look at the weather. Zachary packed his own stuff and had a sweatshirt.
Oh.
Alex, I packed, again, didn't even look and was like, would you like the tank top or the tank top?
It's fine. We'll find a blanket to wrap you in. It'll be fine.
Which we did. So, yeah. Did you see any fireworks, Shandy?
No, you can't do fireworks in Monterey. And I used to be upset about that, but as beautiful as they are, like in my heart of hearts, I love fireworks, but I'm kind of like over them officially, I think, this year. Oh. Because of the, you know, just because of the noise, like that freaks out the animals, not even like our pets, but also like wildlife.
Yeah.
The pollution, like all the particles and stuff. And yeah, so they are beautiful. And I've always been a huge fan of fireworks. But this year I was kind of like, yeah, no, I get why we don't have fireworks in Monterey. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more on all fronts. I totally agree with your assessment.
The entire Western United States is going to be ablaze pretty soon. So like, we don't need to start it any sooner than it needs to, you know,
Oh my God, Jay and I, this is going to sound terrible, but today we were like, let's make a list of the top 10 places we want to visit that might be underwater in 10 years. Like, let's just get that out of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, dark, but not incorrect.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good way to prioritize places you want to go.
Right. Yep. One of his coworkers is in Costa Rica right now. And I have no idea if Costa Rica is in a bad zone, but I know.
I don't know, but you should want to go to Costa Rica anyway. Because it's just like one of my favorite places I've ever been. It's such a great country.
It looks so beautiful. And he was showing me her Instagram pictures. And that's when it came up. Like, I don't know if Costa Rica is in danger, but we should figure out what like the clock is ticking on.
Yeah, no, it's a great place. And it's not terribly expensive to travel there.
Thanks.
And you can use American money there. They'll take your money.
I like that even better.
Yeah, I didn't transfer. But like you could pay with American money and you'd get like Costa Rican money back. And it's very easy. A lot of South American countries or Central American countries are like that in my experience.
Nice. I've never been to Central or South America. Well, I guess I've been to Mexico. That kind of counts. But Donald Trump, like, keeps making me think that it doesn't really count because it's still kind of like, it's not, right? It's part of North America? Yes, it is. Okay, I was right. Sorry.
Is it? Did you just look that up?
No, it's Canada, United States, and Mexico are part of North America.
I guess I always considered it like Mesoamerica, but.
Right, because it's part of like the.
Yeah.
The well, it is.
Land body that connects.
Yeah.
Which I would think of North America as Canada and the U.S., and then Central America, and then South America.
Well, and I mean, that's just how I learned it in school, but, like, as you're saying that, you're right that, like, that landmass is all...
Right. Like, I'm not basing this off of... I'm probably not basing this off of what I learned in school. That just, like, feels right in my heart. Mm.
No, that's definitely what I learned in school, but geographically that is maybe a little bit weird.
So according to Wikipedia, it is Canada, the United States, and Mexico.
There you go.
But we also share it with 34 other island countries. I'm not reading them all, but
yeah,
right, because you figure all the Caribbean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would be interested if Martha could email in and let us know or comment on Facebook, like what she, I'm sure she was in North America, like the rest of us. Okay.
Definitely. And it probably, also my education was probably biased.
Well, yes.
So, we'll take the two, like, solidly English speaking countries and say that they're North America.
Right.
Like, and we'll make a distinction for the rest. Like, I think there's probably, could have very well been some of that going on.
Yeah, there could be a bit of Montana going on.
Hey, the Montana public school system is quite good as compared to some other places in the United States, I will just say. Yes.
Oh. And also, like, you know, our geography years of school are several years removed.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, that was a minute ago. You know, okay, I feel like maps change.
So, not to change the subject, but like speaking of like things you learn in school. So, we went to this parade the other day for the 4th of July parade, and my sister took my niece to the bathroom. It was a public bathroom, and she said like she was fine during the whole thing. Like people are in and out flushing toilets. It's a public bathroom. And at the moment that there's no toilets flushing, no sink on, nothing, she goes, "Mommy, I really like your vagina. It's pretty." Caitlin was like, "Thank you, dear."
That's pretty, pretty awesome.
Very body positive. Yeah, exactly. I appreciate that.
That's amazing.
When she leaves the bathroom, she goes, "Oh my god, it got dead silence when it's really noisy," and she's just like, "I love your vagina, mommy." She's gonna be 4 in a few weeks.
That's amazing.
That's great, actually.
I don't think I knew the word vagina when I was 4.
I definitely did not.
I definitely.
I'm pretty sure I thought it was called a wee-wee until I was like 16. So.
Like, that's not the technical term.
What? You mean the thing that you call the thing that comes out of it and the body part itself have different names?
Right. They're two separate parts.
Your wee-wee doesn't make wee-wee? Oh my god. Like when we were in Marco, did I tell you guys how Alex comes up to us and he's like, "My balls hurt."
No. Wow.
So while we're there, we have to cover him with a towel because Jay ripped out the netting of, so you know how boys' bathing suits have like the liner, the netting in it?
Yeah.
Well, it was funny because right before this happened, Jay had bought a new bathing suit for the trip and ripped his lining out. He was like, "The lining always sucks. It's pointless." And then like an hour later, Alex comes up and we're all sitting there drinking pina coladas and they had been like playing in the sand and he's like crying about how his balls hurt. And we had to like rip the lining out for him and then he was happy. So boy tip.
Just remove the lining.
To avoid ball hurt.
Yeah, apparently it's uncomfortable. Oh, we did a thing today.
Mm. Okay. What'd you do?
We got a kayak from Facebook Marketplace.
Oh,
kayaks are great.
Yeah.
To go take out on that lake.
To take out on the lake. And we have Lake Falls Lake, the lake, and we've got a lot of different lakes in our area. So we're very excited. It has a little child seat. I got it for a really great price. A lady had, like, she's like, "I had two boys too, and they grew up in this." So she must have looked at my Facebook profile, but like, it was a very good price. Dan actually helped me because I had been looking at kayaks and I had like sent him one before and he was like, "Fuck no, this is definitely overpriced and it's cheap. You don't want this, blah, blah, blah." And then like, you know, I sent him this and he was like, "You need to get that one. That one's great." So I was like, awesome. Nice.
Oh, that's so great. I love kayaks. That's so, you're going to get such good use out of that.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So,
yeah. That's awesome.
That's great.
Anybody else have any exciting things that happened to them? Rainbows.
Rainbows. I did my first solo drive from Connecticut to New York with the baby.
How'd it go?
Oh.
Half of it was fine. Half of it was real terrible.
Oh, no. So, well,
that checks out.
Yeah. Yeah. She slept the first hour. And then we hit some traffic, which she then woke up in.
Oh, no.
And because of said traffic, I kind of lost where we were. And so the traffic was ending as we breezed past the last rest stop.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I think there's one more rest stop. And then we get like just a little past. And I'm like, no, that was the last one. And she was just screaming and like absolutely inconsolable and it was just all sorts of real bad. And then we have this this thing that attaches to the grates of the air conditioner, so you can like stick your phone to it, and it's it's like magnetized.
Huh.
Sometimes, and I don't know if it's maybe my case or like where the magnet in my phone sits, but sometimes it just falls off.
Oh, shit.
So it fell off.
Oh, no.
While I was driving, just when we're starting to get to the part of the trip where, like, I need the GPS. Like, I didn't need it up until that point. So I had to, like, find a shoulder to pull over and, like, that. But it was still, like, you know, it was the side of the road. So I couldn't, like, get out and take care of her. She was still screaming. So I was like, okay, well, we're going to figure that part out. We got one thing. And then finally found, like, and there was, like, no exit for what felt like forever. It was probably like 10 minutes, but it felt like an hour and a half. So we finally pull over and I find like a tiny parking lot for a storage place and I get her out. And I don't know if anyone has tried to get a inconsolably screaming baby out of a car seat, but like their body goes really rigid. So it's really hard to get their arms out of the little straps and like,
oh,
they're just like an angry doll.
Oh,
no.
So, yeah. So we changed our diaper. That calmed her down a little, like just holding her calmed her down. We nursed a little bit in the front seat. I'm sure I gave the construction workers that were sort of just off the way a wonderful show, but like, I don't care.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? And then she like zonked out from all the excitement and slept the rest of the way, which
was good,
which was really great because we hit a ton of traffic once we hit the city. So I was like, oh God, it's all going to repeat. It's all going to repeat. And it didn't. She slept until we got home. And like kept sleeping, like got her into the house and like just waddled her and put her in her crib. And she like slept for another 2 hours. She was just so spent from the whole ordeal.
Oh.
But yeah, like today really felt like a metaphor for parenthood. So like there was that whole debacle. But then like she gave me some of the best smiles I've ever seen today. Like take your breath away, adorable.
Aww.
So it's, you know, it. The highs and lows of parenthood, I guess.
You take the good with the bad.
You do. You do.
Aw. Well, that's awesome. I mean, you know, the smiling part, not this.
This month.
Yeah.
I figured. But, I mean, moral of the story, we made it. We both did something today that we were kind of scared to do.
Aww.
And we both survived. So
yes. I love that.
You know, we both did something difficult today and we both succeeded. And
nicely
came
done.
Out of it in one piece.
Just like the founding nicely story done. Of America.
Yeah. Yep.
Hashtag happy fourth. I did want to say, Amanda, not that I'm a creep, but because I saw the pictures your mom posted, I love the pants that you were wearing.
Oh, thank you.
What, are they on thank Facebook, you. The pictures?
Yes,
oh, you mean the 4th of July ones?
The 4th of July ones.
Okay, yeah.
I enjoy me. I believe they're called paper bag.
Yeah, I think you
pants.
Talked about them once on the podcast before, and then I got to see them like in the flesh. Well, not in the flesh, but in, you know, in the photo. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, they're a lot of fun. I got those. Actually, Colleen, Christy Pulaski, it's her shop.
Oh.
A woman, Christy, who we went to college with, owns a shop that used to be, she started her clothing store as a, like a food truck, but for clothes. and she would like drive it around the city.
Huh.
And it was so successful, she was able to open a little brick and mortar boutique. It's called it's Local Color NYC. So like their Instagram hashtag is like Shop Local Color NYC. Yeah. But she has amazing taste, and like everything in the store is like crazy adorable. And I bought those pants last summer, and they're some of the few pants I own that fit my new body in a flattering way. So
I'm looking now, super adorable.
Yeah.
Also,
very cute.
She has an Instagram, right?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I follow her on Instagram, and multiple times I've been like, who the fuck is this? And then had to like click on it and be like, oh, okay, it's Chrissy.
Yeah.
That's an amazing story of her shop, though.
Yeah.
What a good idea.
Yeah. I've never heard of anyone else doing such a thing, mm-hmm. but it's so cool. It's like a food truck. I think it was like, I don't know if it wasn't an old food truck or like an old bank truck, because it like opens from the back and and she would just like drive around. And now she's got this cute little shop in North Brooklyn.
Nice.
Yeah, I love these pants. You look so cute with your headband too.
Yes. Thanks. The headband was a Mother's Day gift.
That's right.
Because I went, you know, almost a full year without a haircut. So you got to tame that mess somehow.
Hey, speaking of almost a full year, it's been over 6 months since we promised our champagne brunch, but that is finally going to happen this Saturday. Everyone's still good for this Saturday, right?
Yep. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
July 10th at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Same Zoom link that we always do. And we'll, we'll put on a show.
Yep. Bring your bubbles.
Bring your bubbles. Hey, this champagne I'm drinking tonight is the same one that I opened up last week. I just went away and didn't drink it. And I don't know, the little wine topper that I put in there, it's still not super flat. So
I was going to say, how many less bubbles are there than there should be?
Like 50%, but you know, it's still pleasing to my tongue. So
for a week, that's actually not bad. Yeah, I would have expected it to just be like a vinegar mess.
Well, I also think it helps that we went away, so the fridge didn't open for 3 days in a row.
That's fair.
So I mean, I have no idea. But I used that wine corker that you guys gave us for Julia's bachelorette party, bridal
shower. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any of them anymore.
It's broken off the top, but like it really works. It's like really great.
You know, there are special stoppers for bubbles.
Yeah. I'm sure there are. Don't forget this.
Yeah, we have one. It really works. It's a little complicated because you got to like push it down, and it's got like wings, kind of like the like wine openers.
Oh yeah.
And you like lift it, and you like push it down, and it's supposed to like vacuum seal.
Well, this champagne thing is new for me, so I hadn't thought to invest in. I don't know.
Well, keep that in mind. You might just get a special gift in the mail someday.
Okay.
I sell them on Amazon like for a couple bucks. They're not
awesome,
but they're really, really useful.
Cool. So yeah, keep that in mind, everybody. This Saturday, July 10th. Please, we hope you'll join us. I think it's going to be fun. 11 a.m. We're also going to be doing our Handmaid's Tale episode next week. So we'll be recording it on Tuesday, July 13th. So send in your feedback from that. It will be basically exclusively Handmaid's Tale with some of our regular, you know, things thrown in before and after. But that will be our yearly Handmaid's Tale. Please send us feedback for that. All of those episodes that we do for that stuff only works if we are, you know, if we have feedback.
I best get to watching.
I know, me too. But I don't have a whole lot going on over the next few days. So I am hoping to do like 3 episodes a day. And how many episodes are there, Shandy?
God, that's a good question.
Because you watch them all, right?
I had a mini freak out that I wasn't going to be able to finish in time.
Well, it's so funny. I caught
and
up.
And you're like, I'm done.
Yeah, I caught up on that freak out like a few hours later. And as I'm reading it, I was like, damn, I thought she said she was almost done. How many are there?
So there are 10.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was through 7 actually when I had that freak out. But I thought that there were like so many more left than there actually were. But yeah. Cool. 10 in total. Okay.
That's aggressive. I'm going to try my darndest to get through all of them.
Yeah.
I got 20 minutes into episode 3 today.
Oh, that's good.
Nice.
But yeah, then the baby woke up.
Okay. Well, worst case, if we need to push it off to record it on the 14th or whatever, I'm sure we could do that too. So essentially how it will work, what the schedule will be is this episode will be out obviously on July 9th. The live champagne brunch, I'll post that as an episode on July 16th. And okay. then on July 23rd, because Shandy will be away, so we will not record a new episode on the 20th or the 27th. The 23rd will be the Handmaid's Tale. And then the following week will be the bloopers.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I'll do my best.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah. I'm pretty free. So, just and based on Shandy's schedule, if we need to push DAC recording a day. And we'll let you all know on Facebook and Instagram and all that.
And I'm also probably going to Hawaii now.
Oh, when are you going to Hawaii?
Oh, darn.
I know you told us, but I don't remember.
Humble brag.
Yeah, right?
It should be from August 3rd, which is a Tuesday, until August 15th.
Oh, wow. Okay, so.
But I could record on the 2nd.
Okay. 2nd. So.
If anyone can do a Monday.
8-2 to. I can literally do any day.
Yeah.
8-2 to. Eight. I'm sorry. What did you say you're coming back?
Coming back on the 15th.
Oh, 8-3 to 8-15.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we can always record on the 2nd, have that come out the 6th, and then just take the next week off. And then.
Sorry.
No, it's no big deal. Dude.
But you're going to Hawaii. That's
you're going to Hawaii.
Awesome. You're
going to
have such a good time.
Yeah. What island are you going to?
The training's in Honolulu, so I'll be on Oahu.
Yes. I love Oahu.
Never been to Hawaii at all, so.
You have to.
Yeah, I'm down for wherever.
Tell us where you're staying when you know.
I'm staying at the Ala Moana.
No way! Okay.
So. Did you stay there?
I know exactly where that is.
Huh.
But okay, we can talk about it after. Okay. Because we stayed at the Moana Surf Rider when we went with my family. And then we stayed at... Oh, shit. We stayed at another one when we went for the Lost finale thing. And then... Anyway. Oh, that's so exciting. Cool. You're going to be on that main strip where I was. That's why I got excited. Anyway.
Yeah. Cool. It's like most everything, I feel like, in Waikiki is like...
Is it?
It's like right there. Like most of the resorts.
Probably because they're all on the water.
Yeah.
I actually don't know. I might have 10 years ago, but I don't know anymore.
No, that sounds familiar from what I've been Google mapping.
But. Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be like training every day, but it's going to be from like 9 to maybe 5.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're just going to have so many like luau's and stuff for you.
I think we have a field trip the first day, which is really cool. But then we're going to stay like 3.5 extra days.
Oh, nice. Where's the field trip to?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
You're going to hike the volcano, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Awesome. Yeah. I have a scar from when I fell down it. Oh, not fell into it, but like we were going down and I tripped because I'm a klutz.
I feel like that's the one big touristy thing in Oahu that I didn't do.
Diamond Head.
I'm like, is it Diamondback?
No, Diamondback's the rattlesnake. Sorry.
Right. That's why I was like, Diamondhead. Oh, God. Did I say it wrong? Is it Diamondback?
No, I said it wrong.
Diamondhead. Okay.
Any other hiking recommendations? I am all ears.
Let her know by August 2nd. Mm-hmm. August 2nd.
Yeah, 2nd or 3rd.
Yeah. So much fun. Well, that's so exciting. I'm very excited for you.
I'm excited. I'm mostly excited, but I'm a tiny bit jealous.
I'm a little jealous too.
I just can't believe that this even happened.
I know. That's great.
I mean, I did apply for this, but I didn't think that I would be selected.
Right.
You can't not apply, but it was like, yeah, well, sure.
Right.
Yeah. And then I didn't think that if I was selected that my work would pay for it. But then they did. Yeah.
Happy ending. So good. All right. So, speaking of applying, I have done my fair share of job applications and interviews lately, and I came across this BuzzFeed quiz that I put in the chat for you guys.
And oh my gosh.
is create a terrible resume and we'll tell you which Disney villain you'd work for.
Oh my God, this is amazing. I love this. I'm so excited.
Okay, so I'll put this quiz in the show notes as well. Nice. But let me know when you guys have it up. That's what she said. All right, the first question is, what terrible subject did you earn your degree in? Jealousy, stupidity, bossiness, vanity, aggression, or cowardice? I'm going to go with bossiness.
I'm going to go with jealousy.
I'm going to go with vanity.
Ooh, we're all different. I love it when we all pick different things.
Me too.
Next up, pick your first terrible skill. Looking too good, sleeping, staring, crying, gossiping, or being petty. I'm going to go with, I want to go with crying, but I'll go with gossiping.
I feel like I want to go with looking too good, but I think I'm going to go with being petty.
Okay. I'm also going to go with being petty.
All right. Next one. Pick a second terrible skill. Fighting, complaining, spreading rumors, blinking, breathing, or screaming.
Breathing?
Did you both exclaim two different things at the same time?
Sure did.
Yep. It's true. They're both odd. I'm going to go with complaining.
Oh, I was going to go with complaining.
Well, you certainly can.
That's true.
Okay, then I am going to go with... I'll go with screaming. Let's be honest. I'm loud. Okay. Pick a terrible club you were a part of while in college. Math club, the immaturity club, the failing club, the no animal rights club, the haters club, or the dropping out soon club.
What? Hmm. I'll go with the haters club just because nothing else even remotely would work.
Okay. I probably have to go with the immaturity club. I don't think I'm terribly mature.
I kind of have to go with the immaturity club too. I could not decide between the two of them, but I think I was probably more immature than a hater in college. Maybe both. Maybe the immaturity made me a hater. Pick a terrible workplace strength. You're always late. You have no idea how to use technology. You have no feelings. You don't work well with others. You need three lunch breaks, or you borrow, quote-unquote, from your job, a.k.a. you steal.
You need three lunch breaks. That one's my favorite.
Well, I'm always late.
I'm always late, yeah. Always. It can't be on time.
But you I'll also with... need three lunch breaks. Sorry, Shane.
I just want three lunch breaks.
That would be the dream. I'll go with you don't work well with others, although... I would say it's not necessarily true.
Okay.
That's a disclaimer for any potential employer who's listening.
All right. What did you guys get?
Ursula.
Me too. Oh, man.
I got nice. Dr. Facilitator, which I think is from the Frog Prince one. Yes, Princess and the Frog. Okay. Which we saw for the first time recently, like within the last couple of months. So, yes. What does Ursula say?
Based on your terrible resume, you will be one of Ursula's apprentices. You will help her gather voices and get contracts signed.
That ain't gonna cost much. Do you get paid in souls? And then mine for Dr. Facilitator, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. You will work for the mysterious Dr. Facilitator. You will be one of his shadow minions that help him in his quests. You may or may not have to give up your soul, though. And I guess that's where you guys come in because you collect the soul. Yeah.
It all comes back together.
The circle of life.
I love me a good BuzzFeed quiz.
I know. They're always so much fun.
I do the food ones a lot when I'm like breastfeeding and like just waiting for her to like be done.
Oh, you're like,
food and food.
Yeah, right. Yeah. While you're eating.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's like, what cheese best matches your personality? Plan your dream meal and we'll tell you what age you are, what city you should live in. I'm like, all right, I'll bite.
Well, next time you find a good one, save it and then we'll have to take it.
They're all super terrible. They're all super terrible. Dumb. They're always super dumb.
Okay.
It's, yeah, it's like, build your favorite type of mac and cheese and we'll tell you what you should name your dog.
Hey, speaking of BuzzFeed, my old college roommate, Katie O'Hagan, was on the front page of BuzzFeed like a month ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I watched that video. It was
I did too.
Yeah, that's so good.
She's in the Resident Evil, the last two, 7 and whatever the new one is called, and she's been doing promotion for it. She plays Mia Winters. So if you play that character,
what?
Amanda and I went to college with her.
Yep.
Damn. So,
but I texted her. I was like, oh my God, you're on my BuzzFeed. I was like, now you just need to be a part of Comic-Con so I can come and see you. And I can ask you a question as a fangirl.
Hey, it's getting closer to plausible. That could happen.
Oh, I'm so excited for that day. I know that's going to happen. And I'm going to ask her I don't know, like some dumb college question. Like, what was your record for Flip Cup? Because don't forget, Katie was like a big Flip Cup person.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't
Not
that.
I think she did beer pong, but I remember we played Flip Cup at her college graduation, like with her family, and it was like a big deal. It was like their thing. So, yeah.
It's a fun game.
It's a fun game.
I enjoy Flip Cup.
Me too, because it's easier than beer pong.
It is. It is. I always found I excelled better at Flip Cup than I did at beer pong.
Right. Yeah. As we talked about, I discovered my beer pong talent way too late in life. Like, too late to play beer pong.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's take a quick commercial break and then we'll come back and we'll do some feedback. And I think we have something super fun that Ro brought up for feedback that mm-hmm. might be another little party that we could throw when we get back. So we'll see you in a minute. All right, we are back and we are ready to get into some feedback. The first bit of feedback is from Randy, and he says, I'm going to have to side with Shandy here. Absolutely love my hiking sandals. Have used Chacos for many years, and now I'm trying out Bedrocks. I think they may be a little more popular in the West. On Grand Canyon River trips, they are the footwear of choice for hiking side canyons and playing in water. They have good grippy soles, so comfortable, so freeing, and so airy. Just like when you rip out the netting of your bathing suit, I hear. I try to wear them to work at least once a year just to fight the man.
That's right. And actually, the day that he posted that, I was wearing mine to work.
Your Chacos? Is that the ones you use?
My Chacos, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really a cult favorite, these hiking sandals.
Yes, yes, indeed.
It's just so foreign to me.
But... yeah, I still think it's weird, but hey, to each their own.
I will say, I think that Randy's right, that it's maybe more popular in the West. But even though I've always lived in the West, I resisted for a very long time.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think they really like looked cute. And then I'm officially to the point where I don't fucking care. And function over form for sure. Yeah. Like, so yeah. Now I do think they look cute. It's weird how that kind of changes.
Yeah.
And is subjective and yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Next up, thank you. Thank you, Randy. I will someday maybe wear Chacos. I don't know. Probably not, though. But cool. I don't know. All right, moving on. Ro introduced the question, the lifelong, age-old question. What can you say during sex but also at a family dinner? Which our dear friends and listeners chimed in wonderfully in the Facebook group. Does anybody want, you guys want to take turns reading them? That's what she said. Yeah, style.
Yep. Yeah, I think
okay, perfect.
Sure. Okay.
All right. Well, JP kicked us off with, here's a napkin, sweetie. Wipe your mouth.
And then our favorite DP specialist, Brian, said, that meat is to die for.
Matt said, you finished already?
Then JP came back with, I'm so filled up, I don't think I could have another.
And Ro, who started us off, says, I'll try anything once.
Brian continues, there's plenty left. Have seconds.
Ethan chimes in, more breadsticks.
JP responds to Brian, care to split this breast with me?
That's awesome. Matt said, that is quite the spread.
And Ro finishes us up with maybe my favorite. Of course I'd love some cream.
Good job, team.
So
that was fun.
Okay, I actually looked up a bunch because for some reason I did not see this. And there were some pretty funny ones. I'm going to send you guys the link to the best compilation that I found. I found two, so I'll send you the better one. Let's see. Crusty. Is this roast beef?
It's a bit dry.
These thighs are so tender.
That was nice, but I still prefer Five Guys.
Wait, where are you?
I usually prefer a different kind of stuffing.
Oh, God. I like it a little pink in the middle.
Okay, wait. This is from the Reddit thread, which was the other one. There was just too many of these to link to this one, but my ass is going to burn later.
Oh, no.
How many times have I heard that?
I'm not going to shit right
for a week. Hopefully not too many.
I'm not going to shit right for a week.
Moist.
I picked up that little trink from the internet.
This is a nice one.
Okay.
Sorry, you go first.
I was going to say, I want to take that one back. I didn't like that. You have a little something on your chin.
No. I like this one. I'm so happy you came.
That's very nice. It hasn't risen as much as it should have.
Stop playing with it and just eat it.
Next time we should invite the neighbors. Oh, no.
Careful, don't want you choking.
Why are you always the last one to finish? Oh, I love the specificity of this one.
Okay.
Hope you don't mind. My cousin Kate is going to join us tonight.
Oh, it reminds me of the one that's a little higher up that is very wrong. Did you enjoy that, Uncle Max?
Ooh. Ooh.
Maybe excuse now. Maybe did you enjoy that, Uncle Max? Could be episode title. But maybe not. moist. Maybe we'll also put the Cousin Kate one in the running for episode title. All right. Well, thank you, Ro. That was really hilarious. If anybody else ever has suggestions for things like that, like we can come up with and Google our own. Just give us the prompt and we will take it and run with it. And we love doing shit like this.
Indeed. That was super fun. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you, Ro. That was awesome.
Speaking of, my time hop recently reminded me that it was the 3-year anniversary? 2-year anniversary? I sent you guys the picture, but now I can't remember. Of my all-time favorite Twitter party, Keep It Civil War.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It was two-year anniversary. Okay. And it took me a second to realize that it was a time hop picture, because I was like, wow, on the tweet it said this happened like an hour ago. This is still going strong. And I really liked that idea of like for 2 years, people were just continually adding to that thread.
Oh, if well, only.
Wasn't that... Was the whole thing behind that Alex Jones said that the Democrats wanted to start a civil war, so they just took it and ran with it over Twitter?
Something like that. I don't even remember. Yeah, but it was good.
It sounds it
was
familiar.
Oh,
very good.
Yeah, I know. Just I love them so much.
Send Kale.
Send Kale. Yeah, my dearest, it's been 2 days without oat milk. How will I ever survive? Oh, man. Because that was when Nancy Pelosi was like, you know, everyone keep it civil. So it was like, so Alex Jones was like, we're going to have a civil war. And then she was like, keep it civil. And then hashtag keep it civil war was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was born.
And man, that was a great one. Anyway, okay. Moving on. Sorry. I got real distracted, as I tend to do, because I love those so much. Matt says, I was re-listening to the last episode for the Master She Said when I realized that during the live show, when I spewed some word salad about the guy from Mare of Easton who's dating Sarah Bareilles, and Amanda made a Kevin Bacon joke that there is a Kevin Bacon connection to Mare of Easton. The young woman battling Mare for custody of her grandson is Susie Bacon, which is Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick's daughter, which I also knew, actually. She looks a lot like Kevin Bacon.
But you pronounce that Susie?
Susie, yeah. Well, how do you pronounce it? S-O-S-I-E?
I don't know. S-O-S-I-E?
Yeah. Susie?
Sosie? Right, because Susie would be with a U, traditionally.
Traditionally?
But I don't know. They're celebrities. They've got to do spell stuff differently. And
right, because they can order all the name shit that is custom for teaching. So she never had to laugh.
The whole point of becoming a celebrity, actually, so you can afford the weird name stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't end up like me, just like never able to find anything with your name on it.
Aww. Aww. Shandy, I feel like I need to get you a bedtime storybook with your name now. Would you like one?
No, I'm good.
Amanda, let's totally
time for
look
Shandy.
For that.
But I really did always look for those like keychains and whatnot, and there's never a Shandy. It's not a name. That's fine.
It was kind
of
the
is
charm.
A name. It's your name.
Yeah, yes. It's a name.
It's part of the charm.
Colleen was there. It was like a 50-50, you know. If it was like a big selection, then sure. But if it was like your Michael's one little spinny rack selection.
Then no. Or you could have just a common name and it's everywhere and you're like, meh. And it's not my name, not unique.
But you always had a keychain. Alex will always have a keychain. Zachary is lucky that he's like one of the only Z names and they have to fill that Z quota.
Yes, so. Yes.
So he'll always have a keychain. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Matt, for bringing that us. Bringing that us.
Bringing that to us.
We appreciate it. Moving on, he also had a YouTube video, saw this the other day, and needless to say, it feels like something the broad should see.
It's how sperm got all the credit in the fertilization story.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right.
And it does look super interesting, but...
So, sperm gets all the credit, but women have to still get all the blame when they get pregnant, because they shouldn't have had sex, right? That's how it works?
That's how it works.
Okay. Yeah.
I will link to this in the show notes as well. And I'm actually super interested to watch this when we're done recording. So
yes.
Same.
Yeah.
Ooh, cool. This other video that's on the side panel, how to take a perfect nap.
Oh.
Save that one for later, too. YouTube, you know me so well.
Yeah. YouTube knows me so well. It's pretty much all... Marvel shit.
Taylor Swift's music videos.
It's Marvel, John Oliver clips, and oh, there's a random Fox News one up here. That does not know me well. Yeah.
The first couple for me are how not to take things personally and inside the mind of a master procrastinator.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Which you shouldn't take personally because you watched the video.
Right.
Awesome.
Eye on Florida, Meet America's Dick. It's from The Daily Show.
Oh, man.
Cool.
I'm going to watch this video for next week. I'm sorry I didn't see it before recorded. And, yeah, I will report back because that fits in with our Handmaid's Tale theme.
Indeed.
So stay tuned for 2 weeks to hear what we thought about it.
Either way, we'll talk about it at some point.
Yeah, but it'll be in the show notes and on the Facebook group if you want to watch it too and send in some feedback. Thanks, Matt. Moving into the Mass, what she said.
If we're going to get on this thing, we're going to have some content.
I missed doing it last year.
As soon as I saw hoism, I was like, I'm in.
You would know if you got the hot wax.
I can still do it myself for $0 instead of $50.
I do hope you enjoy it, and I understand if it's your thing, but I'm just personally like, yeah, I'm good.
I didn't think to pull up my list.
We're trying to do something else with it, okay?
Spoiler alert, I just gave it to you.
That was a JP original, I think, or maybe Matt. It could be both of you. Sounds like something both of you would team up to do.
Teamwork. We'll go with Matt. Usually doesn't steer us wrong.
We did all three at one point.
Here's how we did it before. Here's how we did it over Zoom.
A Woody for Christmas, which is something Shandy and I both picked.
Oh, that's amazing. And how did we not realize it when we said it? I have it between my legs.
I find the position that takes the most pressure off my knees as possible.
We are getting of a certain age. I think that's just, you know, that's just everybody.
It truly is. It gets harder as you get older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Matt. We appreciate it. speaking of Matt, he had recommended Girls 5 Eva.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm 4 episodes in.
Nice.
I don't love it. I like it, and I want to keep finishing it, but it's not like... I don't know. Like, there's something with it that I haven't quite, like, you know, got on, like, the fast track of must-watch TV for me yet.
No, it hasn't grabbed you.
I think that's fair. I think that's kind of how I felt about it, too. Like, it's a fun watch, but it's not, like, groundbreaking TV.
Right.
Okay.
And honestly, like, I think a large part of it is, like, yes, it's a very, and I don't know what the, because there's 8 episodes total? I don't know what the second half of the season brings, and I'm sure it brings something, but, like, so far the first 4, like, it's awesome that it's very female-heavy, but, like, with the exception of Sarah Bareilles' character, like, the other ones are all, like, either portrayed as, like, assholes or selfish or stupid or... You know, yeah, like, and I know it's from comedy, but like, right, they're all like caricatures. So I don't know.
Yeah. Still love Busy Phillips, but yeah, it's.
But we'll see. I mean, I could come back next week and be like, oh my God, I love this.
No, that's totally fair.
Finish.
But for right now, it's not worth running out to get Peacock for.
Yeah. Let me finish the last. Well, Shandy, you could let us know.
No, I think that's a.
And Amanda,
completely fair assessment.
You can watch the first 4 without being logged in.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what I do.
I've got a lot of Handmaid's Tale to watch, so I don't have all the time. But, you know.
So do I.
Maybe I need a palate cleanser, which sounds like I probably will.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good palate cleanser. It's just a fun watch. It's, like, mindless. And like, really, for me, I felt like it was like, a fun watch with a side of feminism.
Yeah, it's definitely feminist, yeah.
But, like, it's not like...
But it's not super feminist because, you know, they're all kind of dumb or selfish in some way.
Yeah, I really do feel like it's a side of feminism. It's, like, because this is 2021. Like, but, you know, but it's fun. I will say, though, I did start watching We Are Lady Parts. I watched 4 of... There's only 6 episodes. I've seen the first 4. And I really like it.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice.
I told... Brian, our favorite DP specialist, that I would do the Bo Burnham special at some point. And then Mike and Aaron recommended Sex/Life, which apparently is like...
That keeps popping up
super trashy porn.
Ooh, what is this on?
It's on Netflix. And they said that, you know, it was, it's just, it's like campy, soapy, and it's all just fucking. So,
cool.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, this is going to be the perfect palate, like, cleanser or chaser to when I have to watch Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
So,
that's good to know.
And the other thing that we watched is called Sweet Tooth. It's also on Netflix. It's based on a graphic novel.
Yeah, the little boy with the antlers.
Yeah, so it's I believe the graphic novel came out maybe it was pre 2017 because I think 2018 or might have been when it went to production. But it's about a pandemic that takes over the world, and of it from the pandemic, these babies are born as hybrid animal human hybrids, and nobody knows why. And then that's the kind of kicks off the premise of the story, and it follows the story of one very special little boy who's a hybrid baby. And, you know, it's pretty good. We really liked it. You know, is it like a perfect 10 out of 10 show? No, it's got some, you know, it had some stories that I was like, yeah, but like, I really liked it and I definitely recommend it. The only thing is, it is very current. Like, the way that it portrays the sick, which is the pandemic, and how they're looking for a cure, and it's been 10 years since it started, and the only difference, and they haven't found anything, and the only difference between it and COVID is you get it, and it's a dense sentence. You die, because there's no way to cure it. And it's just, you know, it's how society reacts, and you're like, fuck, I can completely see, like, all of these people that are like, hunting down the hybrid children, they all watch fucking Fox News. Like, that's it. Like, it is, it's obviously post-apocalyptic, but it's a very, like, real look at, like, there's even a scene where two, like, special workers are, you know, they're supposed to be in their hazmat suits, and one of them takes his mask off to smoke a cigarette because he's like, whatever, like, doesn't matter, the cigarette will kill me before the sick kills me. And I'm like, oh yeah, you're the anti-mask wearing asshole. So it's just, it's a interesting look at civilization, and I totally recommend it. Like, I thought it was really good, but just be aware, like, it could have like real world trigger warnings. But it's also very sweet, like, for all the danger that the, you know, is portrayed in like the life or death stakes, like, the character himself is very sweet and innocent and hopeful himself. So
What is it called again?
Sweet Tooth.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. I feel like, was there something else that we were watching last week? Oh no, Hacks. That was 2 weeks ago. I finished Hacks. Loved Hacks. It was great.
Well, the second episode a lot better than the first episode.
Oh, good. The first episode was a lot of setup.
Yeah. I'll keep watching.
Good.
When I'm done with Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. Jean Smart is awesome. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Just for her alone. I would keep watching it for her. She's she's absolutely phenomenal.
I know. She's the best. All right. And now we're gonna finish up with a Andy update.
All right, Andy writes in, this week in Andy's virginity. Hey, broads. Hope you all had a nice 4th of July / beginning of Jason's D.
Always, my friend. Always.
Mine was pretty nice, mostly low-key and not as brutally hot as a week earlier. Apparently the day you're recording this is International Kissing Day.
Oh. That would be yesterday. We ended up recording it a day later.
Wish I had known.
No news on that front. Still a little reluctant to put myself out there. I did find a Facebook group for single people / fans of a show I like, which while I'm not expecting to make a match there, it is nice to have some like-minded people in a similar place to commiserate with about the annoyances of dating.
I kind of want to know what show it is. I hope it's
me too. Not much to report this week. The work-related dramas, I think, are calming down a little bit, but I guess we'll see how that goes as time goes on. Another short email for you. Don't know when I'll have a bigger update for you, but I guess we'll find out eventually. # 5 years with hers, Andy.
Thank you, Andy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good that the work drama's dying down. But yeah, I also agree with Colleen. I want to know what show this is.
I know. So we're recording a day later because Amanda and I both had, it was easier for us to record today. I drove home from New York yesterday, July 6th, and I did a super, 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 super dorky thing.
Oh?
So, there's this geocache challenge, and it's 7 states in one day. You have to find a geocache in 7 states. So I was like, oh my God, this is the only time like I'm going all the way down without my kids and let me do that. And then I was looking, I decided to do it as I was in line to get like one last bagel for the road. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to do it. It doesn't matter what time I get home. And then as long as I'm home before 9:15, because we hadn't postponed at that point. And then I realized I had had, you know, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Raleigh were going to make 7. And this challenge exists in some form, like, you know, in all different states or whatever. And I realized that my state didn't count. Like, the challenge here locally didn't count D.C. as a state. So I was like, well, shit. So I was in New Jersey. I noticed that I was 10 miles away from a cache at the border of Philadelphia, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go on a detour to Pennsylvania. So I took an hour detour to go to Philadelphia for approximately 10 minutes. I parked illegally at a hotel that had its gates open. I ran across the street. I found that geocache. I ran back, and I ducked out before anybody knew I had parked there, and then I left the state.
Oh, my God, that's amazing, Colleen. Wow. How do you find them so quickly?
I looked for ones that, like, specifically, like, the difficulty was, like, a 1 or 2 so that they would be, like, you know, easy to find.
Yeah.
Especially for one like that where I was like, I don't have a whole lot of time. So it took me 11 and a half hours from when I decided in the bagel store I was going to do it to when I walked in my house. It was, like, 8:55. And then as I sat on my couch drinking a beer and, like, watching the last episode of Sweet Tooth at 9:30, I was like, I am so glad that we didn't record tonight.
You'd already had a day.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, it was.
That is pretty cool. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
It was just, you know why? Because I so infrequently get, like, the freedom to do things like that. And yesterday I felt like this, like, freedom. I was like, why not? Nobody is, like, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is with me. I can do this. Sure. Yeah. And then, like, you know, I was in the parking lot in New Jersey, and I was like, well, why not?
And you did it.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was really fun. It was really cool.
It was cool.
Super dorky.
Ah.
I completed the challenge, though.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Shani, did you want to talk about Britney Spears real quick, or... Because I know there's a whole bunch of updates today, but I'm honestly not current on them.
No, I'm not current either. Should we just wait till next week then?
We can wait till the weekend, see what the listeners
We need something to talk about. So, yeah.
Totally. No, I just remember that last week we had said we'd talk about it this week.
But I didn't finish the leaked audio, so that'll give me a chance to go back and do that.
Oh, yeah. Whew, it is truly something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got about halfway through.
Yeah. Just the desperation in her voice where you're like, oh, my God, this is a woman who is clearly like being like, I have 20 minutes to talk and I'm going to say as much as I can in 20 minutes because mm-hmm. I might never get to talk again. They might send me to like the slaughterhouse after this. I know, right?
Insane.
Really terrible.
All right. Well, I think that about does it for us for today. Thank you all for listening. Please tune in to the Champagne Brunch. We'll post the Zoom link in the Facebook groups. We're not going to do it on Twitter because that got us a whole bunch of bad actors last time. But if you need to know it, send us an email, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. Let us know, and we will get it to you. Same Zoom link as we always use, though. Super excited. 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific time. Bring your bubbles. Super excited. We are going to probably talk about the Britney Spears drama that's going on. I'd love to hear what you all think as well. Just like free Britney, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whenever I hear like another update, I'm like, oh, and I listen to the audio like, oh my God, all those people, like they were right this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Don't get any thought QAnon people. You guys are still wrong. But this in this case, this conspiracy actually ended up being true. So, yeah, we should talk about that and some of the claims that she makes in her leaked audio, because it is just a lot. Yeah, I will post the link to the leaked Britney audio in the show notes, too, and on the Facebook group. If you want to listen to that, the Zoom link, the Disney villains quiz, the... Was there anything
else? Sperm video.
The sperm video.
The sperm video.
Ooh, we got a very link-heavy show notes this week. But they'll also be in Facebook, too, for easy access. Both our Facebook page and the Jay and Jack Facebook page, which and the patrons one. So if you'd like to be a patron, you can go to patreon.com/Jay and Jack or to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top right-hand corner of the page. We are due for some patron bonus episode and patron live goodness, which I don't know how exactly that's going to work, but we'll figure it out. We do for a bonus episode, so stay tuned for that. I guess that will be out next week. And yeah, so that group, our regular broadcast Facebook page, and the facebook.com/Jay and Jack group. Yeah, so be on the lookout for all that stuff. Again, if you'd like to send us an email, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or give us a call, 331-276-2373. Anybody out there wants to send some special good vibes to my dear little kitty Zoe? She is not doing well. She has stopped eating. She went from 9 pounds in April to 7.5 pounds as of today, July 7th. She just doesn't want to eat anymore. It's kind of sad. She couldn't jump up on the couch. It's yeah, we're trying. We're seeing what we can do. We're getting some blood work for her back tomorrow, and then we'll see what our next steps are. So if you could all just send some good vibes. I'm really worried about my little kitty. She's not featured on these episodes as much because she doesn't ever come downstairs. So she's never around to like be here. But she's still our little kitty girl. So yeah, if you could, I'd appreciate that. But anyway, hope to see you on July 10th, and hope to get your Handmaid's Tale feedback. All right, well, thank you to the patrons who contribute a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rigner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. If nobody else has anything, then on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.